We finished the Tosis yesterday. I'd like to begin to look at some of the other Rishonim. Maybe we should start with Tosis in Yevamis and Tosis Rashi in Yevamis, and then we'll branch out to the Ramban, the Ravid, the Balmor also there, and the Meiri. All about this question of how do you understand the Isser of Nesinim, the Kahal? What emerges from our Tosis is that we have Rashi on the one hand, who assumes that the Isser Lekahal of Nesinim, the Isser Chasnus, is a Derabbanan seemingly, or it derives, we should say, from David, Yeshua, Moshe, again, the different stages, the Gemara explains, but the Isser is not from the Los Eschatim Bamidoraisa. In other words, why not Los Eschatim Bam? Because Los Eschatim Bam is referring to pre-Gerus. And we're discussing the scene in post-Gerus. Most of them were Megayer at the time of Yeshua. But if anyone wasn't, if they're Megayer now, the Yisra is not going to be Los Eschatim Bam. It's going to be a result of whatever Gerus was discussing. Let's say David was Gozer, and he was Gozer Shilo Yavo Bakol. This is Rashi. Now within Rashi, you have to know, was the Yisra Chasnus a function of a Gzera of Avdus? So we have something of a Lo Yekadesh here, just like a person who's a Jew is not going to marry a Shivcha. So to the extent that David was Gozer Avdus, so we have here an Isser Kol that derives from Lo Yekadesh. Now, if that's true, then what level Lo Yekadesh? So there's a possibility that seems to be Mashma and Tosis here. Certainly, other Rishonim, Tosis Rush and Tosis Shans did entertain such a possibility with Das Rashi, that we're dealing with the Lo Yekadesh Doraisa. So although it does flow from David, but it actually becomes a Doraisa, not a Los Eschatim Bam Doraisa, but a Lo Yekadesh Doraisa. That's one conceivable mahalach within Rashi, but the problems, of course, are clear. As Tosis himself asks, number one, then how come the Sina has Knas, the Shifcha doesn't get Knas based on the Yerushalmi? Second of all, how come Nesini and Haruri are allowed to marry each other? Haruri are those who are Meshuchrar. If the court, we know Meshuchrar is not allowed to marry a Shifcha. And you can also ask seemingly another Kasha, how can there be Tfisis Kedushin by Nesina? Tosis didn't ask that Kasha, we struggled. Why didn't Tosis ask that Kasha? But that could be conceivably one approach within Rashi, that the Isser Chasnus, which is, again, stemming from David, could translate into an Isser Deraisa way of Kaddish. Then again, Tosis himself would seem to say, first of all, in the beginning, and also when he comes back to Rashi in the Lo Yekadesh idea, Tosa says it's not Avdus Mamish, so therefore you could assume the following, that it's an Avdus, but the Lo Yekadesh is not going to be the Raisa. And the question is, why not? Tosa doesn't elaborate. We'll soon see in the Tosa Rush and the Ramban. They point out that it's not Avdus Mamish to make Lo Yekadesh, the Raisa at least, because it's not an Avdus that's earmarked for a particular Adam. They're not miuchadim adoneim. The abdus is to serve the mizbeach, to serve the kahal, any Jew that might need some service, so they have to be at their beck and call. But it's not a specific adam. So that's not the kind of abdus that would bring about an isa derais of Lo Yekadesh. But nonetheless, we would still be assuming within Rashi that there is a abdus that came about through the gzera of David, Shua, Moshe, and it's that abdus that could potentially translate into an Isser of Chasnus, but again, not necessarily Doraisa Isser Chasnus, if we hold to not Lo Yekadesh Doraisa, but only an Isser Chasnus Rabbanan. But as far as Los Eschatim Bam is concerned, that's not discussing a situation post-Gerus. Now, there's a third possibility within Rashi, and this is what Rashi says even Tosis understood could conceivably be Rashi, because Tosis, whether you shall me, that specifically seems to eliminate the possibility of Abdus as being part of the Gzeira. Although we said it doesn't necessarily mean it's not an Abdus Rabbanan, but Lamaisa the Masha assumes that Tosis even himself acknowledged the possibility that Ladas Rashi, it was simply a Gzeira of Chasnus that David instituted. In other words, Moshe and Yehoshua, that's Abdus of sorts. Not Abdus indefinitely, as the Gemara explains over there, was an Abdus only for a period of time. Moshe was only Lidoro, Yeshua was Mizban HaMikdash. David could be, was not Abdus at all. Notice, Rashi didn't say anything about David being a Gzera of Abdus. So for all we know, that's Rashi again. What we do know in Rashi is that Chasnus did not derive, at least Rashi and Yavamis Rashi and Ksubis, Chasnus is a Chasnus when the Sinim did not derive from where? From Los Yitzchakim. But where did it derive from? From David. But did David Aser Chasnus as part of a package that he Asered Avdus? That we don't necessarily have to assume that in Rashi. Then there could be Mashmos in Rashi that way, but not necessarily. And it could be that all we have is an Yisro Chasnus. Our Tosus, for the most part, doesn't seem to work that way. Tosus, right away, the Gad Go says, when he quotes Rashi, Vayim Mishamadus. All this is the world of Rashi. To the extent that Rashi holds, again, here and in Yevamis, that Los Yitzchakim Bam is not referring to a situation post-Gerus, so the support to that in the Gemara would be in whose position stated explicitly in the Gemara? Rava b'sakadaitach. That was the Gemara 9 Vav, that Rava did make clear that, at least that's what he thought then, that the Los Yitzchakim Bam is only pre-Gerus, and when you're talking post-Gerus, we're only talking to Rabbanan, which allows for flexibility that they weren't goes there in most of the Rosh Chicha cases, or cases where you can't procreate, whatever it might be, that Rava was only dealing with the Rabbanan post-Gerus. So it could be that Rashi follows Rava in the Sakei Daitach. You wonder, why would Rashi do that? Rabbi Natan, one of his arguments to Rashi is that we should hold like Rava when he came around to a different perspective, and he assumed that Los Yitzchakim Bam speaks post-Gerus. Because the Lashon Los Yitzchakim sounds like we're discussing a situation that Gerus would, that Tfisus condition would hold. So, what the Baal Amor says, I'll speak it out already now, the Baal Amor says, you have the Baal Amor, right? It's a short piece. But he's going to say, we'll do it outside, then read it inside. He's going to say is that we have many Gemaros, primarily he goes with the Gemara in Yevamis Ayin Ches, that strongly imply that the Issur Chasnus is a function of David. What do you mean? Los Yitzchakim Bam. The Gemara comments on the Mishnah that states, Nisinim Asurin v'Issur, the Asur Lava Bakal, Asurin v'Issur, Issur Olam, Benchon ben Kevos. In connection to that Mishnah, we have a statement of the Gemara of Rav Chama was, right? That says, Nisim David Gozalein. What is he referring to? Gozalein what? In connection to the Mishnah, the context of the statement of the Gemara is the Isser Chastas, right? What do you mean, Los Yitzchakim Bam? What do you mean, it's an Isser David? No, the answer is, Chastas is, Los Yitzchakim is only when they have it converted. Zakta Balamor, Midrasikna v'Gemara. The fact that the Gemara concluded in the scene in Moshe and David Yeshua Gazraleim, again, Moshe Yeshua up to a certain point, and then David on top of that, is time of the Rabbah Kedemekar. He was going to Rabbah. It supports Rabbah's initial assumption that what? Begeyusa nasir midaraisa nizgairu mishrasaru. That means that it's only in Issa deraisa sishatin begeyus. Once you have geyus, it's the deraisa mutter Rabban who the Gazrabahu. That's Rava or Rabba Daf Ayin Vav initially. Ah, you'll say Va'afal Gav Zakta Baal Amor Va'afal Gav the Hode Bay Mine Rabba. Even though Rabba was Chozer Va'amal Gav Nusihi Da Amri, as we read the Gemara a few days ago, that it can't be so because Los Yitzchakim sounds like we're talking about a situation where there could be Chasus, there could be Tfisus Kedushin, and that's where the Torah asserted. Anan Wonaktinan El Ketayma Kama. Why? Mishim the Messiah Lei Maskana. Because what supports Rabba in Ahavamina? Manskana Sagamara? You might remember that when that Gemara on Ayin Vav, when Rabba said that it's Rabban Hu de Gazru, what did Rashi comment in that Gemara? Rabban Hu de Gazru, Rashi sends us to what Gemara? To the Gemara 9 Chesam Abeis. That was Rashi on that Gemara. So he draws a line between the Rabba or Rabba in the Havamina and the Gemara Ayin Ches, says the Baal Amor. No, we have a Maskana Gemara Ayin Ches. We obviously know that we're passing like Rabba in the Havamina. And this could also be Dasa Rambam. The Rambam also assumes that the Los Yitzchakim Bam is Bigayusan. What do you do with Rabba's argument? So that sounds like you're talking about an Indian of Chasnus. What Shai Chasnus Begayusan? So the Rambam explains there has to be in a manner of Ishus, Derech Ishus, with a certain formality to it. But when you're talking about post-Gerus, says the Rambam, Hilchos Suri B, Perkei Beis, we're only dealing with the Drabanan, Zeres, Moshe, Yeshua, David. This is all Rashi. We should mention, strangely enough, I only gave you Rashi and Yevamos. Okay? Other Rebbeim maybe gave this year other Rashis. Rashi and Makkos, Daf Yud Gimel. Sanhedrin and Aleph. And there Rashi says that the Issa Nesinim Lekal is Los Ischatimba. Wow, that's strange. Okay, it is strange, for sure. But what might not be so terrible about it is that now that we're saying that it really hinges on what? It hinges on Rava, what he originally thought, and what Rava thought afterwards. So, you know, it is conceivable that it's not so much a problem in Rashi as much as saying that different sugyas follow different stages in Rava's thought. In other words, if you have a sugya in Vamis that is mashma, and I in Chesam Beis that it's all, the Chisul Chas, this is all Gzeiras David, that obviously matches up with Rav and Sakadaitach. Similarly, the Gemara in Kedushin that quotes, the Tosis quotes at the end, that how we know Tushin is not toe-faced by a guy from Losis Chatinbam, Tos had to be Matrik the Gemara to refer to the end of the Pasuk, Losikach. But it could be the Gemara's means a Kipshuto, that the Losis Chatinbam is referring to Geus, Geusan, another Gemara. There may be Gemara in Avodah Zarah that's Mashma. That Losis Chatinbam is Begeusan. So the fact is, there are Gemaras, Lukan, but maybe there are other Gemaras, Lukan. Why did Rashi feel in Makkos to explain that way? Go there, not giving a full answer. But if already it's a Machokas, you know, in the Gemara, Rava and the Ging, Rava in the end, and different Sugyas seem to support Rava Maskana, so for all we know, other Sugyas, Rashi could be learning according to Rava Maskana. It's not a full answer. Why did Rashi choose to, you know, here to explain like Rava Maskana, here Rava Havimina? I don't know. But it's not as terrible, it's not awful a kasha, like a steer Rashi and Rashi. I mean, it is a steerer, but it's not like, you know, Rashi's not consistent. It's that it really hinges on the Gemara and Vav and Yevamos. So, for all we know, different sugyas could reflect, right, the different positions. That's, you know, that's something to keep in mind. Okay, all of this is the world of Rashi. Okay, we'll see some more details. We'll get to the Rishonim, Tosa Rashi, and so, but this is Rashi. Now we have the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam learns differently. He runs with Rabba's Maskana, that clearly the Yisr of L'Sishchatin Bam is L'Achar Geirus. Otherwise, as Rava makes the argument, you couldn't call L'Sishchatin Bam. It's not Shayachit. It's not Tfisas Kedushin. So it's talking Achar Geirus. So when we talk about Chasnus, we're not talking about David. We're talking about the Torah. The world of the Sugya and Yevamos, of Yeshua and Moshe and David, is a whole different track. We're dealing with Abbas. Moshe made them Avadin, Yeshua made them Avadin, and David made them Avadin. Issachasnus already exists with the rice. What was the purpose of David's making them Avadin? Shelo yitamu behen. In other words, in effect, a siyag for the Doraisa. There's an Issachasnus Doraisa, but we want to preserve that and make sure that they don't assimilate with Klal Yisrael. So that to do that, David was Gozer Abdus. Yeshua's Abdus didn't extend beyond Bizman HaMikdash. David's Abdus was going to extend beyond Beseder, but basically we're dealing only with Abdus. Again, it's something of a dochik in the sense that the Gemara statement in the Sugya Vayin Chesem Veiz is said in the context of a Mishnah, and the Mishnah statement is referring to what halacha of Nesinim? The Isser of Lava Bakal. And then out of the blue comes the Gemara of Rav Chama and says that Nesinim David Gozer Alei. And the Pashtus is we're discussing David Zera has to do with Chasnus, right? For the Rabbeinu Tam, it can be. If you look in Ayin Vav and you see Rav's Maskana, that Chasnus is Aser L'Acha Gerus, which is Chatin Del Raisa. So the Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Ches and Ayin Tes has to be discussing only Avdus. When it says that David was saying that they have bad midos, therefore royal lidabik behem, and ain't royal lidabik behem. So the pashtub shah is lidabik is to intermarry. And his gezera was chasnas. For Rabbeinu Tam, he has to reinterpret lidabik in what sense? As Rabbeinu Tam does, lios b'nei cholin kemosa. When the Gemara says that, how do we know there's no tfisas kedushin by a guy, and the Gemara says, los yishchatin bam, says Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara doesn't mean los yishchatin bam, that's talking hachageiros, it's not a guy. So the Gemara means the end of the pasuk. Bito lo sikach levnacha, lo sikach, it can't be tfisas kedushin. Notice, Rabbeinu Tam has to cover his basis. Every time there's a Gemara that seems to indicate otherwise, that there isn't iso los yishchatin bam begeus, Rabbeinu Tam has to deflect the right. The point about the Bimei Rebbe, so that we discussed yesterday, it's a little more complicated in terms of how did Rashi learn the Gemara, how did Tosfos learn the Gemara. They wanted to be matching the sinim. So one thing is clear, for Rashi means be matching them l'kol. For Rabbeinu Tam it couldn't mean that, because anyway after l'kol, that can't change. So it's only nogeya avdus. But then what did Rebbe say? Chelug mizbeach miyatir. The Tosis says, I have to be in Hefker, but it's not a Tzorech, Kokach, and we brought the Tosis in Yevamis, and therefore we want to be able to remember the Chelek Mizbeach as an Isser, therefore they didn't want to be matter the Chelek Eda either. So therefore they left the Abdus as it was. The Shailas had a Rashi when they came on. From Rashi himself over there, it would sound like there is a Hefker based in Hefker that works for Chelek Eda. And seemingly you can't extend it to Chelek Mizbeach. It just doesn't work at Chelek Mizbeach. The Mashal seemed to learn, at least within Tosfos Bedas Rashi, that the reason why it can't work for Chelek Mizbeach is because there's an Isser component. If there's some measure of this that's left, then there's an Isser Chasnus that still exists because of that Chelek of Avdus that's left. If you're going to get rid of the Avdus completely, including Chelek Mizbeach, you're going to be affecting the Easter Chasdus, and that you can't do with Koach of Hefker based in Hefker. So Tosfos was only asking the question, why don't we b'mvato Chelek Mizbeach for Rabbeinu Tam? Since Tosfos says you can do it on Chelek Mizbeach as well, Hefker based in Hefker, for Rashi, Tosfos understood why you can't do it, because to do that, you're going to be tampering with Avdus. Again, you don't necessarily see that in Rashi, that's the pshat in the Gemara. One could have learned Rashi, it's simple, you can't use Hefker based on the Chelek Hegdish. That's a world that's a sugya for itself to discuss, but we're not going to. For the Mashah, Tosfos understood with that Rashi, you can't be mevatel the Abdus Chelek Mizbeach, because you're going to be affecting the Isser Chasnus that you can't do, that's Isurim. Affect the Rashash, Pnei Yeshua, but you're not really doing that, you're affecting the Abdus, Memela the Chasnus goes away. Okay. So that was a ha'ara. You have to know what to say for the Masha. That was a little point in its own right. Okay, we had other ha'aras in terms of the Shakratar of Tosfos, but at least in terms of the laying of the Shitas, this is where we are right now. Okay, any questions, please?
Goes a little bit back to what we were saying before.
Yeah.
But would Rashi say that there's Kobe's conditioning to a non-Jew? Because if he wouldn't say that, why does he say we need a pasuk to a certain thing?
No, it goes like this. There isn't. So the answer is like this. It's strange, but that's the irony. That was goofy what Rava was saying to prove. I mean, when he came around and says it's got to be talking after Geirus, because he says what shaykh and Isser los yishchatin if there's no kedushin at all. So how does the Rambam answer it? Something similar. The Rambam makes clear that the Isser of intermarriage with a non-Jew is only the rice of Isser in a derech ishus. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Not that the condition really took hold, but if it's done derech znus, it won't be doreis, only drabana. If it's done derech ishus, it'll be an Yisro Rosh Hashanah doreis. In other words, so that's how the Rambam got around the problem. So in other words, it's not that the condition is tofes, to the contrary. That could be what the Gemara is learning out, that it's not hagufa. Rosh Hashanah means there is no tvisas condition with the guy. Rosh Hashanah, but there's an Yisr to go through the motions, as if it's a formal ceremony of nishas. If it were just derech znus, it would only be maybe derabban, and not the rest. Any other questions so far? We're more or less chazering over just the basic, what flows from the respective shitas within Rashi, the different gradations within Rashi, and then we have Rabbeinu Tam. Yes. Now, so we saw the in terms of other Rishonim, I mentioned the Baal Mor already, we saw inside that the Baal Mor already gives us an opening to start recognizing that there may be different sugyas that go and reflect different possibilities. And that could help us for Rashi, that could help us for the Rambam, the same. Okay, let's start maybe with Tosus in Yevamis, Tosus Rashi Yevamis, and we'll go on to the Ramban and the Ritva, the Ravid. Okay. The Tosus in Yevamis, I already alluded to this, but we'll see it and maybe inside, it's a little bit of it. Having seen the Tosus, so it's good, a bit quicker. Tosus here we saw, so we can see a little bit of Tosus in Yevamis. We'll see how it's different. Nesidim David Gazar Aleyan Bereish Maitin Pirish Bekundus Yigazar in Chasnus. Rashi says in the outset of the sugya that he was Gozar Chasnus, like it says, Vagivan Lo Bnei Yisrael Heima in Koloma in Ruim Li David Bnei Yisrael to intermarry. So if that's the pshat, what's the Gemara's question? But wait, David was Gozer, but Moshe was Gozer. Wait a second, Moshe was Gozer. Michotim Itzachat Chod Meimecha. He was Gozer Abbas. David was Gozer Chasna. So what's the question? So notice, what is Tosus assuming within Rashi that David's Gzeira was purely one of Chasna? So what's the worst question? Moshe was not Gozer Chasna. It was Moshe was Gozer Abbas. Tosus pshat va'ash the parech the Moshe gozar alein abdus va'asam yishem lo yekadosh. So you have an isachastus by consequence of the gzeira of abdus of Moshe. That's the worst question. Not that you already have the abdus from Moshe, you don't need the abdus of David. You don't need the isachastus of David. All David did was isachastus, but I have it because of David, because Moshe's gzeira of abdus. What's the teretz? The Gemara gave the answer. Mishani, the Moshe Lagaza Elahudar. Moshe was Gozer only for his generation. And then we're asking Yeshua, and we're answering, and meaning the same question. So you have the Isser of Chasnus by way of the Isser, by way of the Xeras Abdus of Yeshua. Answers the Gemara, Yeshua is only Gozer when? Bisman She Migdash Kaya. So Vaita, what's the Gemara's teretz? The Yeshua, Bisman Migdash Kaya, Umatzino Lameimar. In other words, when would there be a Lo Yekadesh Doraisa? By what type of Avdus? By an Avdus that doesn't have an expiration built into it. There's a vort here in the Gemara. In other words, what the Gemara means to say is a Lamdus Avart. In other words, David, the kasha was, you have an Isachasus because of the Abdus of Moshe or Yeshua. And says the Gemara, no, because Moshe and Yeshua, their Abdus was going to expire, it was only a limited time that was going to be in effect, that type of an Abdus cannot produce an Isav Lo Yekadosh. So what's left for David? He goes to Chasnus. So who is Gozer Chasnus according to this within Rashi? Tosus take on Rashi. Moshe for a duration of time, Yeshua for further duration of time, and that's it. And after that, you have David that came along and he was Gozer Chasnus Issachar. Yeah?
If Moshe's Gzeira was only for his daughter, why wouldn't David just be able to be Gozer for, why wouldn't David be able to be Gozer, Abdus again on that?
We're not saying you couldn't, but that's not Tosus reading of Rashi in the Yevamis. In other words, don't forget, the Gemara that says David Gazer Aleyan, where does it appear? In what connection? When the first statement of the Gemara appears on Ches on the Beis, it's in the wake of a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mamzer Menesinim Isurin Beisun Isur Olam. We're discussing Isur Kol. And then a few lines in the Gemara comes the Gemara with Rav Chama, Nesinim, David and so on, and the pasuk says in the middle of the psukim there in Malachim in Shmuel, Yisrael Hema, which means that David declared that they're not to intermarry Jewish people. It doesn't say Abbas there. So where do you see that David goes to Abbas? You don't. The only thing is the Gemara had a kasha. David goes there. Moshe was goes there. Yeah, but Moshe you don't see that Moshe was goes there Abbas. Says Tosfos, but the Gemara's kasha is if Moshe was Gozer Abdus, you don't see Moshe was Gozer Chasnus. So the answer, if Moshe was Gozer Abdus, so that would lead to an Issur Chasnus. Same thing with Yeshua. The Gemara says no, Moshe would only Gozer Abdus for his door, so that doesn't make a Lo Yekadosh. So to Yeshua, it was not for all time, so it's not Lo Yekadosh.
Okay, so
Where? So you don't see anywhere that Tavlis goes around this.
But did the Lo Yeh Kaddish apply during the Doron?
It doesn't sound like it would apply anywhere. No. If the Gzeirah of Abdus was meant to be circumscribed, not definitive, not long term, then it does not produce apparently a Lo Yeh Kaddish of any sort. It doesn't sound like it's a Lo Yeh Kaddish then. No, that's the point. An Abdus that's circumscribed, that's only meant to be short term, does not lead to a Yisr Lo Yeh Kaddish. Doesn't sound like it's a Lo Yeh Kaddish Doraisa, doesn't sound like it's a Lo Yeh Kaddish Dorabanan. There was no Yisr Chasnus, I don't think, then either. It doesn't sound that way. We'll see. There may be some things changing, but for now, this is what it would seem from now reading the Tosis. Certainly, once there's only an Isser of Abdus, only a Gzeir of Abdus. So the Lo Yeh Kaddish doesn't exist, and the Isser Chasus came with David. Yeah, Yossi?
I was going to say, in the time of Moshe and Yeshua, you could not even see them.
Doesn't sound like. That's a good question. Doesn't say that you would, if they weren't Gozer Chasnus, it doesn't say they're usher to marry. They were Gerim, right? They were Gerim. And all he did was give them Isser Lekal, but they were Gerim. So what would be usher to marry? By virtue of what? Again, we'll see Tosfos Rashi in a few minutes, but Chayra, that's what come out. No, this is what Tosfos begins with in Rashi. Yes.
Why does Tosfos give this whole shot that since it's only a Lador?
Because he has to read the Gemara. He has to know how to read the Shaka Tara the Gemara.
Why can't be there was a Kaddish by Moshe, but expired by the time David came.
So what was the Kasha, though? The Kasha was that there's a Goya Kaddish, and more than answering was only Lador, and for this. Therefore, once you know the Abdus, you don't have the Lo Yeh Kaddish either. But David was talking, so David was doing it for what's going to be later. So it comes out that what? That there wasn't Yisr Lo Yeh Kaddish by virtue of the earlier Abdus.
But it ended when David came in. Its Midrash was destroyed.
Yeah. I hear you. Okay. The Tosis continues. So it comes out, let's see inside. Let's see, he says exactly what we just spoke out. Umatsina lememar, dulo nesru bishum pam, right? Bishum pam, lo yeh kaddish. Keman dulo gazar alein abdus af bismanch and based on migdash kayim. The David gazar alein chasnus, the lo shidim lekuladari. But Asi Shapir, what is Tosus getting with this? But Asi Shapir, had the end been the scene of Torah Zavadin? Because Mishnah says in Eilun Iris, Habal Nesini Yeshka Knas. What are we gaining by saying that there's no Torah Zavadin on the scene? It was only Yisachasnas. What we're gaining is that there's a Knas here. One of the questions that Tosus had in our Tosus is if you assume that there's a Loya Kaddish, then you should have a Ptur in the Knas. We assume that means the Raisa. You have to know what's it's the Rabbanan. Maybe she part of the Rabbanan. Tosis is saying here. It sounds like there's no status of Lo-Yeh Kaddish at all, and that's why there's knas. Whereas Baal HaShifcha, we know there is no knas, as Yerushalmi says, even Mishumeris Chelun Nevela. And the second point Tosis makes again, this is parallel to our Tosfos. But oh, the Imyesh Bem Torahs Abdus Litzru Chavurei Unesini the Mishuchru Asa BeShifcha Kedamah Beches Yerches Ben Chorin. That if you have half of you that's a ben chorin, then lisa shifcha and yachol, then you're stuck. You're in limbo. You can't marry shifcha because of the half of you that's a ben chorin. So how can a charuri marry a nesini? Uperkas or yuchsin kamar de chori nesini mutarim levels of ezer. Again, so here Tosis is coming at it in the perspective that there's no Lo Yeh Kaddish at all. The way that we learned about Tosus is coming at it from the perspective that it can't be that it's a Lo Yeh Kaddish Doraisa. Once it's a Lo Yeh Kaddish Dorabanan, then we take care of the question. As the Mashar already points out, how does Tosus answer Miwa Yeshua Marbayas? How does that take care of the two questions? Because the Chachamim can be more flexible. The Chachamim can be more makel. It's only Dorabanan, so the Chacham can say, Charui Nesini is an unusual case. So that's why it would be mutter level zebezeh and knas. We're not going to take away the knas. It's only the rabbanah. That's how we learned the Tosus here. Tosus Nivam, it sounds like he's assuming it must be that there's no way Kaddish at all. And that's why there could be Knas, and that's why they can marry, Nechari and Sini can marry each other. So there's a little bit of a difference in terms of the, you know, in terms of the levels here. For Tosus here, as we understood it at least, the question is, Loi Kaddish Doraisa, or perhaps Loi Kaddish Dorabana. Tosus Nivam, it sounds like Loi Kaddish at all within Rash. Could be there's no Loi Kaddish at all. There was only an Avdus, and it doesn't really have a Loi Kaddish that comes from it. And David comes along with Chasnus. That's the worst question, but you had an Avdus that should be in Issa Chasnus, and the answer is that Avdus, that doesn't lead to Issa Chasnus at all. It doesn't bring a Loi Kaddish with it. So therefore, David comes along and answering Chasnus. That's what we are so far in this Tosis. Yeah.
So what exactly was Moshe Gozer in the end of the day?
He was Gozer Avdus, but not an Avdus that brings a Loi Kaddish with it. It doesn't have an edge. It doesn't have the Avdus. It's not the Avdus Mamish, the Loi Kaddish. It's Chotev Yitzchak. Now Tosus now modifies a little bit. Let's see the next part. He says, maybe we could say like this: V'od yesh lefarish, da'achi parach. V'lo Avdus Mamish, Moshe gozer aleihem. Didn't Moshe make a zera of Avdus? So what's the obvious question? How does that pose a problem on David? What was David gozer? Chasnus. So what's the wise question? So until now Tosus learned that no, if Moshe was gozer Avdus, so what? Mean, what does that mean? That what do you have here? A Loi Kaddish. So therefore there's Issa Chasnus because of that. Now Tosus is saying a little differently. Wasn't Moshe Gozer Avdus, and therefore Mistama, if Moshe was Gozer Avdus, then probably what was he also going to be concerned about, and what must he also have been Gozer along with the Avdus? Chasnus. Mistama Gozer Namish Lo Yischatnu Behem. Why? Because has a look. The Avadim, you can marry them. Your point before, right? You may be making the point. The ain nachon she is chadnu bem kivin dinirin kavadim. You know, it doesn't seem to be a good picture that it's avadim you can marry them. So mistama, not that the avdus became a loy kaddish, but that Moshe must have also, along with his gzer of avdus, must have also imposed an iser chasis, and that's the problem. Therefore, who needs David for that? Moshe must have done it too. No, this is all is a slightly different knetch than what we have anything in our Tosis. And now Tosis turns around on the other side. And for all we know, now we're going to blur the distinctions in terms of David being pure chasnus and Moshe being pure Avdus. Now Tosis is suggesting that for all we know, Moshe was goes a chasnus along with Avdus. And now he's going to say, for all we know, David was goes there what? Avdus along with chasnus. Let's continue. The David. Nami nuchalomar because alem avdus kadesh lo yischatnu. So it comes out that it could be that we can introduce within David's gzera an element of avdus, and we can introduce within Moshe and Yeshua's gzera an element of chasnus. And now already vashta parach shabbat the Moshe gozer aleihem, meaning that what that Moshe was goes there, and you already have the chasnus from Moshe. And that Tosus brings the Gemara about the Nesinim. He goes on to that. Hashanicha had come up b'meir b'mitzvah after nesinim of kishubim behem, and through that the b'mutal ischatim because one comes from the other. It's only because of avodim that there's a problem with chitun. Umasik chet mizech miyatir. Seder goes on with that. So you notice some of the nuances here that differentiate Tosus and Yevamos and Tosus Ksubis. Everyone hear this? Okay. Questions. 1, 2. Yeah.
Where does Toso see in Moshe that they can make Gizera Chasnus?
Doesn't see it for sure. He's trying to explain the Gemara's question. The Gemara is asking, David goes or Moshe goes? What kind of question is it? David, we know clearly who goes or Chasnus. And Moshe, all we can see in the Pesukim is that who goes or Avdus. So what kind of question does the Gemara have? So you have to, in order to justify the question, you have to try to, have them meet a little bit more. So if you're going to bring Avdus into David, so then you have already, say David doesn't go to Avdus, you have it with Moshe. If you want to introduce Chasnus with Moshe, then I cannot ask the question that way. Or I can say, well, if you have the Avdus of Moshe, then that becomes a Loi Kaddish, so I have Chasnus that way, through the back door. In other words, you have various ways to go and understand the Kasha of the Gemara. David goes or Moshe goes there. At first glance, You know, what's the shayichus? Moshe was goes there, as we see, Michalte Reisecha. So to Yoshua, Vayitim Yoshua Choteich, and the Sinin. David, as we see in the Gemara, apparently was goes there, what? Chastas, as Rashi learns it. Now, for Rabbeinu Tam, all this is going to disappear, this problem. This particular problem is going to disappear, because for Rabbeinu Tam, the Yisuchasnus is already on the books from Yisuchatimba. So the entire sugya is soveid v'holeich on what inyan? On Abdus. So the question is clear. David was goes there nothing but Abdus, because Chasnus already exists. And the question is, so who needs David? Yisru Abdus, I mean, not Yisru Abdus, the status of Abdus, I have the Xerah of Moshe and Shul. And this is where Tosus goes down, four lines from the bottom. Near Rabbeinu Tam, the David Gazar Alein Shibud. This is where Tosus disagrees with Rashi. And then he goes to go through the same inyana that we saw in Atos. V'hadu kamar roili dabeg im Yisrael. So if they don't have the three characteristics of Christ, so they're not roili dabeg, what does it mean, lidabeg? They anyway can't be lidabeg. It means lios b'nei chorin kemosan v'chasn sasim midaraisa. And so on. So again, there's a lot of overlap between the Tosfos, but there's also a number of things that I think are different. Yes?
So we're saying that Gzeiras David now, that implies the Isser of Avdus from the Isser of Chasnas, or either way, that both David and Moshe's Gzeira were Avdus and Chasnas, so there's no difference between the Gzeiras?
So what Tosfos, right, first, initially Tosfos makes it seem as if basically Moshe, Yeshua was Avdus, David was Chasnas. And the question of the Gemara is that once I have a Gzeira of Abdus, so it Memela will bring with it an Issa Chasnas of Lo Yekadosh. And the answer of the Gemara was, but since you see that the Abdus was limited in scope, in time, so it doesn't bring with it a Lo Yekadosh if it's going to expire. And therefore, what do I need to ask a Chasnas now? I need David to make the Gzeira of Chasnas. But what Tosu says a minute afterwards is, no, it could be we could say that once Moshe was Gozer Abdus, Mistama, along with that, he was Gozer Chasnas. And then we could argue that David, along with his Zerv Chasnas, must have also created a Siyag of sorts to protect it to also be Gozer Abdus. So basically, you really have a combination of both Abdus and Chasnas, both on the part of Moshe and Shua and the part of David.
And the second time around, we're also saying that it was expired for Moshe, and therefore.
Well, that's what the Gemara, that's true in any case. That's the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara has a Kasha. What about Moshe, but Yeshua, who needs David? The answer is that expired. So David had to go beyond. That's anyway look at it.
Right.
This is all how he prays with Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam is constant between the two Tosfos, and that's the constant. Rabbeinu Tam says, Yisachasis is the rice of Yisachatimbam, and the whole sugya again is revolving around the question of the Gzeirah Abdus. Okay, so moving along. Let's take a peek in Tosfos HaRash and see if there's anything you can extract from here. Take a look at Tosfos HaRash and Yevamos. Unesinim David Gazar Aleihen. So he starts off with the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Unesinim David Gazar. Or maybe it's, the Gemara asks, what about Moshe? Pre-Bereish Maitin. Rashi says at the outset of the Sugi there in Yevamos, Gazar Aleihen what? Shalom David B'Yisrael. This is Rashi on record. The Xer of David was not to intermarry, and Rashi's proof text is which pasuk in the middle of there in the story, which proof text? Keep this in mind. If you ever have to give a shir and, you know, based on Nach, and you want to make it like a lumbish shir, so you have to remember the psukim. You can't just talk, you know, Elinaris. You have to use the psukim as a springboard, right? What's the pasuk? Givon lo mibnei Yisrael, right in the middle of everything. That's the pasuk, that's the signal that this is what David was doing. He's saying they cannot marry the Jewish people. So what's the kasha? Moshe Gazar? Moshe was Gozer Abdus. What's the kasha? So Rashi, he quotes Rashi in Yevamos, and here it's interesting. Rashi says, Dachi Parach, since they're called Chotei Eitzim as a separate category, that's what Rashi's lashon is in Yevamos. Look at Rashi's Taichim Gemara's kasha. Moshe Gazar, Mechotei Veitzacha, Zot Rashi, Mide Karinu Chotei Eitzim Ba'antayu. They are given their own title. Shmami no labecha Yisrael ninu. It says labecha gerim ninu el avodim. In other words, atem yitzam yom kulchem teshem okechem asheichem from the highest level strata of society. Asheichem shivteichem ziknechem veshotreichem kol Yisrael tapchem asheichem v'gerecha shebekor v'shebekerv achanecha. And now, separate from that, separate from Gerim, separate from Yisrael, now, Mechotev Yitzchak Hashoy Mimech. That's Moshe's Gzera of what? What are they? They're not Gerim, they're not Yisrael. What are they? They're Avad. So the Gemara's Kashi is that they're Avad. Alma La Bechal Yisrael, Vlo Bechal Gerim. Alma, go on, going down, Alma Avadim Nim, Avadim Psulim Nim. So what does Rashi mean? How does Rashi learn the Gemara? So how does Rashi learn Pshat in the Gemara as it seems from Rashi? Mashma Shirot Shalomar, that, so why are they Aser Bechasnas? By what? By what virtue? What is it? Well, you cut us. That must be what it means. Rashi didn't sell those words, but the called Chotei Eitzim means they're Avadim. So they're Aser Mitzvah Lo Yekadosh. That's how Rashi would seem to be learning the Gemara. Now, it doesn't mean that David was Gozer Avdus. What does it mean? That the Gemara is asking that you're only Dovid to Aser Chasnas if I have already an Aser Chasnas, because plug in the Aser, the status of Avadim that Moshe imposed, and now I have Lo Yekadosh. So I have an Aser Chasnas because of that? Sigmar answers, Moshe Gaza Udara. So now how do you learn the Pshat? This is the way we saw in Tosis as well in Yavamis. But he's learning, notice he's learning it also clearly in Rashi. He's Medayik the Lashon in Rashi too. Moshe Gaza Udara, that what? But Kevin She'enahem din avadim lios b'nei masurim. It was only for one generation. That door, afhem w'nesim shim lo yekadosh. So they would also not have the lo yekadosh. It's interesting. He puts it lios b'nei masurim. It sounds like, what does it mean? Because it's their children, or it's because it's the new door? I have to know. It sounds a bit like it's, we'll see a little bit like this in the Ramban soon. It could be this achil between the first door and the second door. But Lemaisa, he says, it's not going to be loy kadosh. It's not indefinite. Uparich, lakat Yeshua gazer aleim laolam, but Yeshua always goes further. Im kena vayta avadim sulam ninu. So you have a loy kadosh because of Yeshua. Mishani, Yeshua gazer aleim this match with the Shkaya. So vayta, the Gemara means of what logic? If Yeshua was only goes to Bizman Amigdash, so what does it mean? Bizman, the Kimshish, Hefsik Avudasam, Uabdusam, since there's going to be a point that's going to terminate. Therefore, Af Bizman Avdusam, even while they are serving, nevertheless, Lo Nesu Mishim Lo Yekadish. Hilkach, what did David have to do? Gazar David Aleim Iser Chasnas. Again, so nowhere do we see, therefore, in Rashi so far, that there's any element of Isser Abdus, of Gzeres Abdus, within who? Within David. And what's the benefit of this? Again, alluded to Tosis as well. V'nicha hashta d'lekabu taras avadim u'mishamachi p'nan b'ksubis elunaris yeshlem k'nas abam zeres v'al nesina. That is k'nas by an nesina. To the extent that you're going to bring here into play a notion of Abdus by an nesina, because David afterwards goes to the Choladoros. And if David was goes there, what? Not just chasnus, but also what? But so abdus, then we have a problem here. How can Baal Nisinaf Knas, what we know about a Yushalmi, a Baal HaShivcha, doesn't have Knas? That's the problem. Now it's good. There's no Knas because she's not Becheskes Besula, Mafka Renafsha, but Nisina Lo Mafka Renafsha, that's not a good answer because the Yushalmi says, Bein Mishum Eres, Bein Shem Mishum Eres, and Leb Knas. So that's one kasha. If you would assume that David was gozer avdus, then why would there be knas? One kasha again parallels our Tosus, those couple of lines. The O duritzu geiri v'charu b'nesinak Moshe asum b'shivcha. They should be usher to marry each other, geiri v'charuri, just like we know that they can marry shivcha. Daminu lisa shivcha in the yachol. And yet we know in Asar Yuchsin daminu geiri nesuni chariri b'tam lo zavazeh. Another question. Where do we see this question already? Tosus. But now one more question. The ode. And another problem. If you assume that W was going to Avdus, what's another problem? The ode. The Shivcha lo tafsi bakidushin unesina tafsi bakidushin. Did we see that question in Tosus? No. Did we wonder why we didn't see it? We certainly did. Okay. That's the third question. That's the rush. And that's what we were fouled. But why didn't Tosus think to ask that kasha too? Right. Bring back fond memories from the Tosis, yeah? Okay, Tosis didn't ask that third question. That's Tosis Rashi's third question. Okay, so all of this is within his take on Rashi. Okay, now he begins to ask. The Kasha, the Pirusha, the Kamar Bnei Rebbe, Bikshu, Hatan, the Sinim. But if David was only goes there, Isser Chasnas, so what's Shayach based in Shul Rebbe to Mevatel Mashigasa based in Shul David? to the extent that it was a gzeira of Avdus, then there's a way around it, because what koach could you use to override the gzeira of David? If it was Avdus, what koach? Hefka based it. But if all you have in David is simply what? Chassus, then what gives another base in the right to override David? That's obviously a major question that has to be thought about. If it's purely chasnus, then what's going to be? How could you override David? Another point he makes, what's chelk mizbeach? It's all chasnus that we're discussing. Nira lefarish, the David gazaleim avdus, umistama nami gazal shelo yischatnu. So he brings into David's equation, David's gzeirah, the element of avdus, and mistama chasnus as well. The einachum, Tosa says within Moshe Yeshua, Tosa says within David, that it had to have two aspects to the gzeirah, both avdus and chasnus. The einachum, shiu avadim yischatnu biyisrael. But despite the fact that they're avadim, they're not avadim to the extent that you're going to have a problem that why they're getting knas. Why won't they have that kind of status of avadim? And that's we got that svar that we said in Tosis. It's right out of Tosa Rush. They don't have din avadim hamiyuchadim adonayim. They don't have a specific adon in lahem. So we solved the issue that on the one hand that there was avdus on David's part, so he's what to be mevatel with hefker based in hefker, and the isachastus is because einachon that there should be avadim and be allowed to marry in. On the other hand, it's not avdus to the extent that what? That it will create a Loya Kaddish. So notice what he's finessing here. He has to try to balance on the one hand that it shouldn't be too much avadim, because then you have a problem in the Mishnah, not Chav Tes and Ksus. If you're too much avadim, if you're a mamish and avid, avdus mamish. On the other hand, if you're just going to purely make it an issue of chasnus, then what's Chayach Levatel based in of David? We're dealing with Yisurim. So what's the kashu parach Moshe gazalim abdus? So right, the point is that Moshe gazal abdus mistama gazin amishu yischadnu. So again, what do you gain with David? You have it away with Moshe abdus chasnus. They go together. It's not like you would do one without the other. And now we understand how to come with Meirabi bikshu after the sinim, meaning to get the shibud away. And if you don't have the shibud, then why not let them intermarry? Va'idei ken yumutam yischate. And again, because technically there's no osu schatin d'oraisa, so the only Indian is if there's a vod in the mustama that they're not going to be able to marry in. But if you can get rid of the avdus, then you should be able to have marriage as well. Okay, this is all his working out Rashi. So again, it's very much similar to Tosis Yevamis in Rashi, right? More or less, right? Very close to Tosis Yevamis. Okay, we saw the extra question that he had that Tosis in Ksubas did not ask, in terms of the union of and Tos and Jabal, those didn't ask. In terms of the Tfisas Kedushin, that's something different. The Kasher of Inutam, the Ef Shalomah Shadavid Gazalei Misachasnas. You can't say the whole premise of Rashi is wrong, says Rav Inutam. What is the whole premise of Rashi? Isachasnas derives from David. So Rav Inutam can be. Why? Where is Isachasnas derived from? From Misachasnas. And furthermore, it's Mishnah in Malkus that puts it together with the other cases that are Malkus Doraisa. Stam Nesina is Bigiores, as Tosis notes here as well by us, Gabi Knas, Gabi Kedushin. And even though it says Grusha Bachalutza, Kohen Hedyot, and Chalutza won't have Malkus Doraisa. So what do you have to say by Chalutza? That it mentions it in Malkus, but what is it really, why is it mentioned Chalutza? Agav Rusha. So why not say the same thing by Nesina? So Tosus by us does make such a suggestion, but why doesn't Tosus by us like it? What does he say? There's a big difference. Chalutza Agav Rusha, I understand, because logically there's an association between the nature of the cases. That the Chalutza was released from her Zika, and Agusha was released from her Ishus, Nu. So you could put them in one sentence, but really Chalutza doesn't have Malkus Dereis. However, my inyan, as he goes on, my in sinates of mamzeres, lomar the nokta agav mamzeres, elvadi doraisi. So Vaita is pushing a bit on time now. Must be a doraisa from the Mishnah in Malkus. Yeah, Rashi and Malkus also said doraisa. Yeah, you have to know what Rav. Obviously, there's a Rav in the Sakadai Tach. What would he have to say? He'd have to say what Tosa says by us. That nokta nesina agav mamzeres. Nunu. Rashi didn't want to learn a dochit pshat in the Mishnah in Malkus, so Rashi chose to explain Malkus. Aliba de Rav El Maskana. Maybe that's why Rashi did that. We wondered before, why is Rashi changing his tune, his music? Good, because it's more kishmak to win the Mishnah in Malkus, like Rav El Maskana, right? So right, wherever the dochik is less, Rashi goes that approach. No, not so far fetched. Yeah. Oh, come on, in Yevamis, he brings from the other Gemara, the Tosus quote, and he can be Nayim, and the Raisa, and the Raisa. Okay, Verbeel Tamifar, the Gaza Lame Shibud. Anyone we dub bake is we have been a Chorin. Chasus Asim the Raisa. They come, the Rebbe, because you have to see them come out here and have to do some. That's what they wanted to be, my Rebbe. Amal and Rebbe Chek Mizbech Miyatir, says the Tosus Rashi, as we spoke out last time as well. Therefore, anyone will have to feel Chokainu, so we stack a Chek Mizbech. Okay, questions, comments, suggestions. Ramban. Okay. Yeah.
In general, what was the Tosafot about the Rosh?
What?
What was he really adding?
Who's adding Tosafot Rosh? There's a couple of nekudas again that we picked up on Tosafot Rosh. Who can identify a couple of nekudas? The third kasha. Good. What else? He brought in the point that you couldn't have just avdus without chasdus. He brought it in by David as well. Tosus also did it. Tosus did it in the other direction. There's chasus, it must be obvious. He brought it in by David as well. What else was in Tosus Rashi? Another creation. The Agav, he didn't like the Agav answer. Agav Nizeres. Chalutza Agav Grusha, he understood better. Tosus here just gave it as a solution and can live with it. Tosus Rashi quibbled with it. That was another point. Anything else that was...
Maybe a difference between the first and later generations?
Yes. Well, Tos also said that in terms of,
the Goya Kaddish.
The Goya Kaddish, yeah, no, different than Tosus by Yas, I understand. Tosus Yivamis, I mean, how's it different than Tosus Yivamis?
Bnei. Tosus also says that by here, Mashni Moshe Gazal Lahaludar, Mekevan Sheilahem Din Avadim, Leos Bnei Masurim, Afim Lanasur Mishun Goya Kaddish.
Right, he spells that out more clearly. Right, okay, yeah. And he has the kasha. He had a kasha that how could there be another basin be mevatel of Xer of David if it was a Xer of Chassus? That Tosus didn't ask in Yevamis directly, but Tosus Rashi asked that kasha as well. If it's purely, that's what forced him to say that must be that David that Yeshua had to David had to include an element of Avdus so that the new basin would be overriding the Avdus, and maybe the Chassus would possibly go away. Again, within Rashi, that is. Okay, Rebbe Tam is going to not concede that point as well. The Isser Chassus has to stay because there is. But within Rashi, all this is tweaking within Rashi. Whether within Rashi the Xer of David encompassed Abdus or not. To the extent that it did not, so on the one hand, if it's not going to encompass Abdus, you have the problem with Bimei Rebbe Bikshu Lahatir, Hayi Matir Isser Chassus. To the extent that it includes Isser of Abdus, what problem are you facing? The more that you bring Abdus into the equation of David, then what are you facing? What problem? Shifcha. And I missed. And that's the tension in those couple ones of our Tosfos when he says, within Rashi, if it's Abdus Mamish, then how do you have the Knas? And then how can the Chavri and Sim marry each other? And then it says, Gav Abdus Mamish, starts of Eli. And the third Kasha, for some reason, Tosfos did not ask. Yeah. About how could be Tfisa's condition. And everyone is holding really clearly. It's maybe a good point to stop, but I mean, I want to go to the next Yidah, but I don't want it to feel as if it's over, overkill. So I want you to feel like it's really clear, right? If that's better, then you should get this solid and want to leave the beginning of Shir tomorrow, the Ramban and the Raivan. I'll speak it out a little bit outside. Maybe you'll look at it inside and we could just involve a little bit with it. We'll give you the basic outline of the Ramban and the Raivan, just how they differ from what we've seen so far. That at least that much is kedai to hear. When you put all the pieces together, you can see what the moving parts are, right? So what you're going to have now, both within the Ramban and the Raivid, the Meiri and the Raivid are similar. And the Ramban, you can also, if you wish, you can actually feel free to take a look at the Mochamos, even though I didn't give it to you, I'll give it to the Ramban. But the Ramban has the Raivid and he has his own pshat, but the Mochamos has the pshat of the Ramban. So you look right after he quotes the Balamor. So a lot of the things that we've seen already, you'll see in the Ramban, and then he'll say, Nirim Divrei Ha'omer, Bram. The paragraph begins with Bram. I think that maybe a line might be cut off, I'm not sure, but maybe not. Could be that's the last line. The paragraph Bram, those few lines are kedai to read. That goes well with the Ramban's own pshat. Basically, and the Ritva here says the same thing. What the Ramban himself is going to say is like this. That you're right and you're right. What do you mean? The Mishnah says we're discussing the Issur Nesinim in what regard? Lekal. The comment of Rav Chana in the Gemara that David goes our land is not logically to be interpreted as referring to Avdus. That's not the context in which it appears in the Gemara. So presumably, what is he referring to? The statement of David goes our land, and it says, Lo b'nei Yisrael heima, the Gemara quotes, Rav Chana bar Adda is referring presumably to what inyan? To Issur Chasdus, which is obviously seems to support Rashi, right? Then again, we do have to deal with Rabbeinu Tam's issue that don't we have a los ischatin bam doraisa v'gerusin? And to the extent that Rabbah does come around and assume that way, we don't want to, you know, latch on to Rabbah's havamina necessarily against Rabbah's maskana. That's, you know, that's the problem that Rabban and the Meiri and the Ravid are facing. So how do they tweak it? How do they finesse it as follows? Basically, until now we've been assuming like this. Los ischatin bam is b'geyusan alone. That's all it is. That's maybe what Rashi was learning here in Yevamos. The Gerusin is no deraisa was ischatin bam. Or, for Rabbeinu Tam, it sounds like the other extreme. Los ischatin bam is, strictly speaking, b'geyusan. B'geyusan, there's no issur, it can be the end of the pasuk, but not los ischatin bam. For all we know, the Rabban maybe holds this way. Los ischatin bam could be both. Los ischatin bam could be Bein b'geyus and bein b'geyus. And you see, for the Rabbi, for the Meiri, it's going to come out that way. This is in whatever stage we're dealing with. So, at the end of the day, Rav is correct in Maskana that there is a Los Yischatin Bam Doraisa after Geirus. And yet, we have David's Gzeira referring to Lava Bakal, Chasid. How can that be? So the solution is as follows. The Torah writes specifically when it comes to some of the psui kol, black and white. The Torah says in the pasuk, "Gam dor asiri lo yavro b'kal Hashem ad olam." It says ad olam. By Mamzer it says it. By Amoni, by Mitzri Vedomi, the Torah says dor shlishi yavro. Then the Torah says los ischatin bam by the Shiva Umas, but doesn't say ad olam. Doesn't say indefinitely. Says Ramban, the din d'oraisa of Los Yischatin Bam, which again applies even b'geirusa, is only the first door after the geirus. That door, that individual, is man Yeshua, or maybe whatever door it is that you have a nusin that never was megayir from before. He now is coming from fresh to do geirus. So he's also of a bakal. The door sheni, his child, his son. There's no issur Los Yischatin Bam d'oraisa. Now, but the Mishnah says otherwise, right? The Mishnah says, "Namzeru nesini is asum v'isur and isur olam echus chadach nekevos." Aha! So where did that come from? Isur olam. Where did that come from? The deraisa was ischatin bam is only first generation. So what's the answer? Amar of Chana nesinim David gozer alei. In other words, what did David do? David's isur call is for future, for the next generation, and on. Everyone hear the solution of the Ramban? This is the Ramban and the Mechamos, and the Ramban and the Chidushim after he brings the Ravid. So what you have here is a new approach, and the Ritva here, you'll see the Ritva says it as well, the Kitzer. You have to explain it, but this is the basic outline of many Rishon, the Rashba here, the Rana, I think, also says it. He says, "Nesina barishona asur lava b'kamid ritva." He said, "Was ischatin bam the chiksiv kra b'shiva amamim ksiv unesina b'shiva amamim heim umiu dorosa muteres the halok sivahu doros." Now, what did Yeshua do? He was gozer shibud udorosam bisman amigdash. David was gozer, says the ritva, shibud. But what else was he goes there? Chasnus Lola. Now we have a new Mahalach, right? A whole new way, a whole new frame of reference, new glasses. Look at this, still get a whole different way. Obviously, Rabbeinu Tam didn't see any basis for such a distinction, and you have to know. In a Chanami, the point is well taken. How do you know there's an Issur L'Doros by the Sinai? So, some Rishonim talk about it. to Yosef and Yevamis. They went in after Mamzer. The Torah says Adolam by Mamzer, so Nesinim, we know already it's Adolam. You don't have to say it in the Pasuk. The Ban says nothing doing. It doesn't say Doros. So Midoraisa, the next generation, after the initial one that did Gerus, would be Mutter Midoraisa. That's where Dov comes from. That's one Mahalach. And then you'll see what he brings from the Ravid. The Ravid is found in the Hasagas and the Baal Mor. It's also quoted by the Ramban in the Yevamis. And then you'll get the Me'iri, which is Me'ain the Ravid as well, a different Knesh. That the Chiddush is like this. And again, this is very much connected to the fact that the Hosei Schatein is Bein B'Geyusan, Bein B'Geyusan, as follows. That basically what the Hosei Schatein Bam is saying is that the Geirus is not going to be fully valid. Fascinating idea. Listen to this. The Geirus is a Geirus. The Chayiv and Mitzvahs like a Jew, they did Geirus. But to the extent that they're really still very much, they have a lot of baggage, and they're still connected to Avodah Zarah. We see exactly how the Rive is explained by the Ramban, the Dukin by Avodah Zarah. So with Inyan Chasnus, we treat the Geirus as invalid. And since we're saying that Losis Chatinbam applies what? Bein the Geirusan, Bein the Geirusan. So what the Torah in effect was saying was that as far as intermarrying, there is no difference between what? Between pre-Geirus and post-Geirus. In other words, what did the Geirus accomplish? Everything except to permit them to intermarry. Regarding that, they retain the Isser of Los Yitzchatin of the Geis. Interesting? Yeah? Now what about David? Now think about David. So what will be now? What will be now? So good. That's because of the old Geirus of Yeshua. According to this, what would be down the road? Should some descendant go ahead and undergo their own Geirus? So what should the halacha be?
Okay.
Should be fine. Oh, so here's where David's there might be relevant. They won't even accept them as subsequent generations. Again, it's a different idea than the Ramban, but it's also, again, trying to get around this issue in a very different kind of a way. So we'll try to flesh that out a little bit tomorrow, and then, Mir Hashem, we continue in the next Thursday. Okay.